Okay, let's go back to our regular business to start with. Go to the under advisement. The first one under advisement is case number 10,485. And this, let's see where I wrote my notes here. No opposition, no nothing.
If I understood him right, he wants to tear this existing home down.
The water damage and what else?
Termite damage and
reconstruct the new one there.
Build
new
also area. For a handicap.
Handicap, gas for his system.
He's going to be further back from the front, is that correct? So making this the back part of the lot, or the second lot, unbuilt.
He's already at 30 feet. He wants to come up closer to the property line.
Yeah, he wants to be 12 feet.
Well, he said his brother wants to be 12. He wants to be 23.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
The existing structure is at
30, which is where he's supposed to be.
The existing structure is at 12.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah.
It says existing is at 30. Oh, I see. I'm looking at the wrong line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. No. Yeah, it sits in the middle of that structure.
I got you.
Right. It's gonna make it small because of it. The depth is 46 feet. If he builds it, the current depth is 44.
Yeah.
118. He can make his new home be 200 square feet smaller than the current.
You know, he's got a 10-foot rear line.
Go way back.
Yeah. I don't know that. I don't see the need.
So he has two lots there.
Yeah. I mean, he wants to.
Most people would want to be back against the water, wouldn't they?
You would think it would.
I mean, yeah, it used to. Originally, when the house was built, I see why they did it, because it was two separate lots. And it was even spacing all the way around.
Yeah.
But now it's one lot.
Now it's two lots.
Still two lots?
Still two lots.
But he's going to build one house on two lots.
He wants to actually, what they would like to do is build it on lot 18 and keep 17 open.
Yes, it can be buildable.
Exhibit 5 is what they really want, but Exhibit 4 is optional also.
Oh, okay. But the tear isn't that because of water damage and whatever else, and build a new and their smaller size and leave 17 buildable. Right now, it'd be unbuildable in its present condition. Is that right?
Because Exhibit 2 explains everything.
Yeah, so that would just give him two lots, and then he'll have a new home, tear the old one down, and on 18, and then that makes 17 buildable.
Right.
As it is now, it's not.
So he's asking to basically get a second lot back.
Right, get a second lot back. Get back, and one's his brother's and one's his.
But if you don't approve that, they'll go with Exhibit 4.
Right.
Or they go whatever the board says.
Whatever you want to do.
But, okay.
But he built a new one.
But they prefer Exhibit 5.
Right.
Because I had actually talked, I think it was to Douglas.
They'd like to. And that way you can put in that wheelchair or that ramp, handicap accessible ramp. So.
I'm still not sure why they can't get a handicap ramp in the building envelope.
Exhibit 4 is what they'd like to have.
I don't have much of a problem with the 23.
He liked to have the 23, the guy was here, but 5 would never do.
12.
Yeah.
I would approve doing Exhibit 5.
Yeah, the 23 I don't have a problem with, but the 12.
Right.
So you would go with the 4 instead of the 5 then?
Yeah.
You go with the 4. Okay. You go with it.
Okay. He wants the 5, but he would go with the 4.
Whatever the board says.
Yeah, what the board said. He'd like to have the 5, but he'd go for whatever that we would say. Well, he'd have to. I mean, so. Yeah. But he would like to have that.
Right, so it's 7 foot or 18 foot.
It's either
right.
Way. Yeah.
Yeah.
So seven I went with a higher 18 foot.
So how do you come up with those two numbers? I mean, why not give something in between?
Well, his letter here says, if I can
you go
remember.
From 23 feet to 12 feet.
take the 30.
Ignore everything else.
Well, he's not going to bust up the lots if he only gets 7 feet.
Don't get 7 feet, he won't be able to have two lots.
Yeah.
Right.
See, one would be for his brother.
That's what he's giving up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he's giving up, the second lot.
Yeah, he don't want to.
He don't want to.
If he can help it.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, he wants to take back each lot. They didn't know that they wouldn't, separate. You know, they'll assume that they were.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's a small lot to begin with. I mean, even as two lots, it's a small
lot.
Yeah.
70 by 75, and that back one. I mean, next thing you know, they're going to be wanting a variance on the back lot.
Put something there.
Yeah.
77, that's a big lot down on that bay, though.
Huh?
It's a big lot for down there, 70 by 70, believe it or not, though, John.
True, but what I'm saying is that if we granted the 18-foot variance,
right,
then that's packing quite a bit of structure on that lot, and then he's going to turn around and probably need or request a variance on that back one because it's odd-shaped.
Right.
So now all of a sudden you're putting a lot of taters in a little bag.
Mm-hmm.
Have we approved anything like that of that size?
They've approved others in this.
That same size like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I see what you're saying, John. But they both brothers did it, and they both like had their own different to do it.
So the second lot, number 5, is going to be for his brother?
Brother and his brother. That's what it's handicapped, yeah. There were 18, actually, then number 7. Yeah, one was to tear down the house.
Yeah.
It would be lot 18, which would be number, build a new one right there. It's existing one story dwelling. And then he'd have lot 17, his would be buildable. He's going to be on the bay. The other brother would be up front where he wants to put a handicap ramp at. So he wanted a 23. The gentleman here tonight was giving the testimony, but he would go with the 12.
And other houses do sit close to the property lines.
Yeah, and then there. Oh, yeah. That's there's lots of sets. That's a big lot.
Is this the one you said we couldn't pull an average?
You cannot, because it's just him and another lot.
It's him and his brother.
But, and there's nothing on the other two properties across the street?
You got to have 300 feet on both sides, and you don't have that.
I have no problem with that.
But all the houses are close to the road down there.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem with that. Groups in that area.
Be out of character.
All day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any further discussion? If not, I'm ready to vote. I'm comfortable with it. Mr. Workman?
I have no problem with that. I mean, his brother's going to have the other one. So.
Mm-hmm. I don't have him. Real problem with it. I mean, there's two lots, and if I'm reading this right, he's actually the house is going to be smaller than the
200 square feet smaller. On top of that, Mr. Mills.
Yeah, exhibit 4 is final name.
Which one? 4.
4.
Okay. If there being no further discussion and. Ready to vote, I'll entertain a motion. Exhibit 4 or 4, Mr. Mills proposed. Mr. Work. Exhibit 4, the 23.
7 foot versus 18.
7 feet versus 18. Right? Yeah, I'll entertain a motion then. No? That's a consensus. They were all in favor. I'm just waiting for a motion.
I think that's the minimum to afford a relief, and it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and will enable reasonable use of the property. It is unique because of its shape, so I make a motion that we approve case number 10,485 for a 7-foot front yard variance.
Wait, 7 foot?
7 foot.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Okay.
They have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,485 for a 7-foot variance. Everyone understand? Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.